Talk Shoes. Recorded live.
Hello, everybody. This is Larry Phillips, and I'm going to be doing a little something a little different this afternoon. I'm going to be doing a review of my favorite verses in the book of Isaiah. I would say next to the book of Psalms, the book of Isaiah is my favorite book in the Old Testament. And, of course, there's some really good other books, too, including Jeremiah and Deuteronomy and Daniel and so on. But I'm just going to read some of my favorite verses in the book of Isaiah. In chapter 1, verse 18, it says, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." In chapter 2, verse 2, it says, "It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it." Verse 8 of chapter 2 says, "Their land also is full of idols. They shall worship the work of their own hands, which their own fingers have made." 10, "Enter into the rock and hide thee in the dust for the fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty." Verse 17, "And the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low. And the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day." I love this verse right here. Speaking of idols, abolishing idols. "And they shall go into the holes of the rocks and in the caves of the earth for the fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty when he ariseth to shake terribly the earth in that day. A man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made, each one for himself, to worship to the moles and to the bats." Chapter 3, verse 12. "As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err and destroy the way of my paths." Chapter 4, verse 1. "And in that day seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, We will eat our own bread and wear our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel." Chapter 5, verse 20, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Chapter 6, verse 1, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple." Verse 3, "And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Verse 5, Then said I, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Verse 9, and he said, "Go tell this people, Hear ye indeed, but understand not, and seek ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert and be healed." Chapter 7, verse 14, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Chapter 8, verse 14, And he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of offense to both the house of Israel, for a gin, and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Chapter 9, verse 2. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light, that they dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them that hath the light shined. Verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Chapter 10, verse 21, the remnant shall return, even the remnant of Jacob, unto the mighty God. Chapter 11, verse 1 and 2, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow up out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Verse 10, and in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people to it, shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. Verse 16, and there shall be a highway for the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria like it was to Israel in that day he came up out of the land of Egypt. Chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Chapter 13, verses 11 and 13. And I will punish the world for their evil and the wicked for their iniquity, and I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. Therefore I will shake the heavens, and the earth shall remove out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts and in the day of his fierce anger. Chapter 14. How art thou fallen? Verse 12 through 14. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Okay, going over to chapter 22, verse 22. And the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder, so he shall open and none shall shut, and he shall shut and none shall open. Chapter 26, verses 3, 4, and 12. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, his mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Trust ye in Jehovah forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou hast wrought all our works in us. Chapter 28, verse 10, 13, and 16. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Chapter 29, verse 6. Thou shalt be visited of the Lord of hosts with thunder, and with earthquake, and with great noise, with storm and tempest, and the flame of devouring fire. Verse 13, wherefore the Lord said, forasmuch as this people draw near me with their heart, and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. Verse 15, woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, who seeth us, and who knoweth us? Surely your timing of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay, for shall the work say of them that made it, he made me not, or shall the thing framed say to him that framed it, he hath no understanding? Verse 23, but when he seeth his children, the work of mine hands in the midst of him, they shall sanctify my name, and sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and shall fear the God of Israel. Chapter 30, verse 18, and therefore will the Lord wait that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore will he be exalted, for he may have mercy upon you, for the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. Now again, I'm just going through my very favorite verses. There are many others in Isaiah that are excellent. I'm just going through this quickly to read the ones over the years that have really been a great blessing to me. Chapter 40, of course, the whole chapter, but some of the key verses. Comfort ye, verse 1, comfort ye my people, saith your God, speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem. And cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished and her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Verse 10, behold, the Lord will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. 11, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Verse 22, it is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, and stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in. Verse 28, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator, of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither be weary. There is no searching for his understanding. Verse 29, he giveth power to the faint, to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Chapter 41, verse 8, but thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my son, my friend. Verse 9, thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men and said unto thee, thou art my servant, I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. Fear not, thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Verse 14, fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Chapter 42, verse 5. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and the stretch them out. He that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Chapter 43, verse 1 through 7. Behold, now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee, and I will bring thy seed from the east, and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Verse 14, thus saith the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles, and the Chaldeans who cry is in the ships. I am the Lord your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Verse 21, this people have I formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise. Verse 25, I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and I will not remember thy sins. Chapter 44, verses 1, 3, 6, 7, 8. Yet, thus saith the Lord that made thee, yet now, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen, thus saith the Lord that made thee, and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen, for I will pour water on him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thine offspring. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, I am the last, and beside me there is no God. And who as I shall call, and shall declare it, and set it order for me, since I appointed the ancient people, and the things that are coming, and shall come, let them show unto them. Fear not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from that time that I have declared it? Even ye are my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. Okay, verse 21. Remember thee, O Jacob and Israel, for thou art my servant. I have formed thee. Thou art my servant, O Israel. Thou shalt not be forgotten in me. I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. Verse 24, thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, he that formed thee from the womb. I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself, that frustrateth the tokens of the liars, and maketh diviners mad, that turneth wise men backward and maketh their knowledge foolish. Verse 28. that saith, Osiris, he is my shepherd, and I shall perform all my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built into the temple, thy foundation shall be laid. Now, chapter 45 is probably one of the strongest chapters in all of Isaiah, proclaiming the sovereignty of God, and it's hard for me not to read the whole chapter. Chapter 45, verse 1, thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him. I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two levied gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight, and I will break the pieces of gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake and Israel mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west, that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open up, and let them bring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up. Together, I, the Lord, have created it. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of earth. Show the clay save to them that fashioneth. What makest thou, or thy work he hath no hands? Woe unto him that saith unto his father, what begettest thou, or the woman, what hast thou brought forth? Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his maker, ask of me to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands. Command ye me. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and the hosts have I commanded. I have raised him up in righteousness, and I will direct all his ways. He shall build my city. He shall let go my captives, not for price nor reward, saith the Lord. In the last half of verse 14, and they shall fall down unto thee, and they shall make supplication unto thee, saying, surely God is in thee, and there is none else. There is no God. Verily thou art a God that hidest thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior. They shall be ashamed and also confounded, all of them. They shall go to confusion together that are makers of idol. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed or confounded, world without end. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it, he hath created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. Verse 21, 23, and 25. Tell ye and bring them near, yea, let them take counsel together, who hath declared this from ancient time, who hath told it from that time, hath not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior, there is none beside me. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word has gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return. And unto me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified, and shall glory. Verse 46. Chapter 46, verse 3. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. And even to your old age I am he, and even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. To whom will you liken me and make my equal and compare me that you may be like? Verse 9. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none beside me. Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times of things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country, yea, I have spoken it, and I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, I will also do it. Verse 13, I bring near my righteousness, it shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. I will place salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory. Chapter 47, verse 4, as for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Verse 10, for thou hast trusted in thy wickedness, thou hast said, none seeth me. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge it hath perverted thee. Thou hast said in thine heart, I am, and none else beside me. Therefore shall evil come upon thee. Thou shalt not know from whence it riseth. And mischief shall fall upon thee. Thou shalt not be able to put it off. And desolation shall come upon thee suddenly, which thou shalt not know. Chapter 48. Verse 1, hear ye this, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Judah, which swear by the name of the Lord, and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth nor in righteousness. For they call themselves of the holy city, and stay themselves upon the God of Israel, the Lord of hosts is his name. I declare the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth. And I showed them, I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. Verse 5, I have even from the beginning declared it to thee. Before it came to pass, I showed it thee, lest thou shouldst say, mine idol hath done them, and my graven image and my molten image hath commanded thee. Verse 10, behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Verse 11, for mine own sake, even for my own sake will I do it, for how should my name be polluted, and I will not give my glory unto another. Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called, I am he, I am the first, I am the last. My hand also hath laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand hath spanned the heavens. When I called unto them, they stand up together. Verse 22, there is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. Chapter 49, verse 5, and now saith the Lord that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him. Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, my God shall be my strength. Verse 6, and he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldst be my servant to raise up tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the ends of the earth. Verse 8, thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritage. Verse 15, can a woman forget her suckling child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hand. Thy walls are continually before me. Chapter 50, verse 6, I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. Chapter 51, verse 11, therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head, and they shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Verse 15, but I am the Lord thy God that divided the sea, whose ways reward, the Lord of hosts is his name. And I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of mine hand, and that I may plant the heavens, I lay the foundation of the earth, and say unto Zion, thou art my people. chapter 52, verse 7. How beautiful on the mountains, upon the mountains are the feet of them that bringeth good tidings, that publish peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publish salvation, that saith, unto Zion, thy God reigneth. Chapter 53, of course, the whole chapter 53 is excellent. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We turned every one to his own way, and the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted. Yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought to a lamb to slaughter. And as a sheep before his shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare his generations? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall promise in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied by his knowledge. Shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and divide him, shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Chapter 54, verse 5. For thy Maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. Verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Chapter 55. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy, eat, come ye buy wine, milk, without money and without price. Verse 5, behold, thou shalt call a nation, thou knowest not, a nation that knew not thee, shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For so as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and taketh the, and bring it forth, and bud, that it may grow, and the fruit and bread to the ear, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things which I sent it. Chapter 56. I'm sorry, chapter 57, verse 15. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I will dwell in the high and lofty place with him also that is contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. 19. I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will heal him. Chapter 58, verse 1. cry aloud, spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, the house of Jacob their sins. Chapter 59, verse 1-2. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. For your fingers, your hands are defiled with blood, your fingers with iniquity, your lips have spoken lies, your tongue have murdered perverseness. Verse 7, their feet run to evil, they make haste to shed innocent blood, their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their past. The way of peace they know not, there is no judgment in their goings, they have made them crooked paths, whither forever goeth therein shall not know peace. And verse 12, for our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us, for our transgressions are with us, as for our iniquities we know them. Verse 16, and he saw there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness it sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and a helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garment of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. Verse 19, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun, when the enemy shall come in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgressions in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My Spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I put in thy mouth, shall not depart out of thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Chapter 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. And behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to the light, to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Verse 19, the sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. Chapter 61, verses 1, 2, 3, 8, 9, and 10. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, and the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. For I, the Lord, love judgment, I hate robbery for burnt offering. I will direct their work in truth, I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, and that they are the seed which the Lord hath blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom doth he himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. Chapter 62. Verses 1, 2, 6, 11, and 12. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and salvation thereof is a lamp that burneth, and the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all the kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Verse 6, I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silent. Verse 11, behold, the Lord hath proclaimeth unto the end of the world, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and thou shalt be called, sought out, a city, not forsaken. Chapter 63, verse 5. And I looked, and there was none to help, and wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore mine own right arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld me. Verse 7, I will mention the loving kindness of the Lord, and the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord hath bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he hath bestowed on them, according to his mercies, and according to the multitude of his loving kindness. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their Savior. Verse 11, then he remembered the days of old, Moses and the people, saying, where is he that brought them up out of the sea with the shepherd of his flock? Where is he that put his Holy Spirit within them? Chapter 64, verse 6, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. And there is none that calleth upon thy name and stirreth up himself to take hold of thee. For thou hast hid thy face from us, and hast consumed us because of our iniquities. But now, O Lord, thou art our Father, we are the clay, thou art potter, and we are the work of thy hand. Chapter 65, verse 1, I am sought of thee that ask not for me. I am found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me unto a nation that was called by my name. I have spread out my hands all that day unto a rebellious people, which walketh in a way that was not good after their own thoughts. Verse 5, which say, stand by thyself, come not near to me, for I am holier than thou. These are smoke in my nose, and a fire that burneth all the day. Verse 7, your iniquities and the iniquities of your fathers together, saith the Lord, which have burned incense unto my mountains, and blasphemed me upon the hills. Therefore will I measure their former into their bosom. Verse 17, for behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. Verse 24, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear them. Chapter 66, the final chapter, verse 1, thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that ye build unto me, and where is the place of my rest? For all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is a poor and of a contrite spirit, that trembleth at my word. Verse 4, I will choose their delusions. I will bring their fears upon them, because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear. But they did evil before mine eyes, and chose that which I delighted not. Hear the word of the Lord, ye that tremble at his word. Your brethren that hated you and cast you out for my name's sake, let the Lord be glorified, that he shall appear to your joy, and they shall be ashamed. Verse 25, for as the new heavens and the new earth will I make shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. Well, that's about 45 minutes reading of my favorite verses in the book of Isaiah, and there's an awful lot in those verses. I hope you enjoy those as you listen to them, and May the good Lord be with you this day.